Time now for the worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church here on AM 1380 WPHM Port Huron. Okay.
We welcome you to Our Savior Lutheran on this Christ the King Sunday. You'll hear somebody new at the keyboard. Do you mind, seriously, if you play that prelude again wonderfully, Lori? Okay. She'll play the prelude because we were a little delayed on the entrance of the broadcast. Yes. I'll draw you a picture. As we gather here at Our Savior, if some have just tuned in, this is Our Savior. You're listening on WPHM Radio. You can also hear us on the playback, WPHM.net. When you go to the home page, you will see the little menu script. It drops down. It'll say podcast. Click it. You'll see Our Savior. And you'll be able to pick up the podcast. Now, I need to apologize because I found that this last week, the podcast was not the podcast for last Sunday. Somehow it must not have been posted, and what they posted was one from a previous Sunday. I have not heard an explanation from the radio why it didn't get recorded, but we'll track it down its source. So on the organ today, you will hear Lori Carrier. She was virtually music director, organist over at Trinity Lutheran a few years ago. She's no longer there. Her husband is a Missouri Synod pastor down in the Detroit area. So she teaches piano lessons to three of our youth of this congregation. And 3 years ago, she asked if she could use this congregation for a recital. And the youth did a wonderful job. Well, what about 30 students do you have, Laura? 20-something, okay. Seemed like a long recital.
We have 16 in recital.
Okay, 16 actually in the recital, I guess the better ones. And does a wonderful job. They're gonna be here at Our Savior again this year, December 16th. And two of our youth are in the group, and we welcome the entire community to come to it at Our Savior, 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, December 16th. To join the music and to watch young people integrate music and instrument to their lifestyle. And that's certainly a good thing. Then a couple weeks ago, because as I spoke with Iris Cook, her health was changing, and I realized I need to talk to somebody to be a bridge for us in this in-between time. I have discovered since then, as Iris has, as I talk to her daily, that she has been given a limit to her lifespan. We'll see if the doctors are correct or not. It is a short one. She may not make it to Christmas. So if you wish to send her cards or greetings, you can send it to the house. If you want to send it to the church, I'll take it to her. She is expecting to be discharged from Flint at McLaren tomorrow. She's hoping to get into Medalodge or Regency for the remainder of her days. So we'll see how that all goes, but I'll be your mule, so to speak, and I'll transport the cards and greetings to her if you wish to send them to me or send them directly to her home. Her spirits are still high. Her pain is still constant, and we wish the best for her. She understood that this day was coming a little over 14 months ago, but prayed, as we have, that she would be healed and spared this sentence, so to speak. So if the doctors are more right than God's will is, she will be leaving us. And we hope to build a relationship, obviously, with Lori. You're going to hear her skill today. And a very pleasant person. And it's been funny talking and working with her. Now, she said it was okay if I told you, when she plays, get ready to move briskly. And my comment to her, you are a Lutheran organist. You know how to play the hymns. And she smiled, of course I do. Duh. So you get ready. You're going to enjoy singing and the music that she brings to our congregation. So our worship begins with the confession of sin. If you'll please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who calls us into an everlasting hope, who guides us to springs of waters of life, who enlightens us with the spirit of wisdom. One with the communion of saints in all times and in all places, let us confess our sin against God and against one another. O God, our merciful Redeemer, we confess the ways we live only for ourselves. We fail to see you in our neighbor's face. We turn our ears from the voices that cry out. We pass by the hungry and the oppressed. In your great mercy, forgive our sin and strengthen us for service to all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all of your sin. Blessed are you. Rejoice and be glad, beloved people of God. Amen. Our entrance hymn is Crown Him with Many Crowns. We sing verses 1, 3, and 5. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our hymn of praise is there, Psalm 8, the Lord is great. Everybody sing. You?
And also with you.
If you'll join me in the prayer of the day, we'll pray together, please. Almighty and ever-living God, you anointed your beloved Son to be priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. If you will please be seated. We have the first reading. Following the first reading, there will be a temple talk before the second reading. Kathy.
Good morning. To the community for whom this passage was written, it seemed as though the oppression they were experiencing would never end. Daniel's message is, it shall end. The Ancient One, who is judge, will call all nations to account and will give dominion to one like a human being, the Messiah. The first reading comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, and 13 and 14. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Kathy. Now we have Judy Quater.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here again. It's that time of year for Christmas, right around the corner, and we as a congregation have adopted two families through the Salvation Army. As you can see from the tree on the back, narthex, we have tags, red and green, and the yellow ones. This year, the families, we have two of them. One family has two boys, ages 7 and 16, two girls, ages 8 and 12. And the other family has one little girl, 1 year old, and one boy, 3 years old. And the yellow monetary tags are on there for us to do some shopping of things that may not have come in. Here's the deal. We need all the gifts returned by Sunday, December 9th, and they all need to be wrapped, but we need the original red or green tags taped to the package so we can organize it and get the right gifts to the right families. And if you have any questions, you can see myself or my sister, Terry Cataldo. Thanks again for all your support.
Thank you, Judy. Is this the third year?
Second
year.
We're not quite seasoned, but we're getting
seasoned. You are getting seasoned. Our second reading by Kay Price.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The book of Revelation begins by celebrating the Almighty God who spans all of time. Similarly, Jesus is celebrated as the firstborn from the dead who rules over the world's rulers. He is the one whose return we eagerly await. The second reading is from Revelation chapter 1, verses 4b to through 8. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Kate. If you're able to stand for the gospel reading and the acclamation, please do so.
Turn off my microphone, go to the pulpit. The gospel text for this day is from the Gospel of John, from the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 33. Glory to you, O Lord. And the acclamation, Alleluia, Christ is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Alleluia. The text. Pilate entered the headquarters again. He summoned Jesus before him and he asked the Lord, Are you the King of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me? Pilate replied, I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed me, you, over to me. So what have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this I was born, for this I came into this world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with us this day. Amen. For those who may have just turned into the broadcast on WPHM, this is our Savior Lutheran Port Huron, and we're glad you've joined our congregation in worship. Inside the bulletin cover, you will always see weekly a sermon outline or what has become really the gathering of the scripture verses from all three texts. And I'd like to walk you through the actual text. So if you were able to, page 4 in your bulletin. First reading from Daniel, as well as the second reading that comes from the book of Revelation. Let me try to impress you with theological language, which doesn't make a hill of beans. One is both of these books are eschatological writings. Don't worry. Eschaton in the Greek means last days. Eschatology is the study of the end times. So if you read the book of Daniel, especially the section we have before us the next couple of weeks, as well as the book of Revelation, it talks about end times before the Messiah comes back in judgment and in his glory. The other thing that both books have a characteristic of is apocalyptic writing. You'd have to look closer at the writings depending on a particular passage. But that apocalyptic means it's symbolic, not to be literal. Okay? Symbolic, not to be literal. But it's eschatology because it's describing the end times, not necessarily literal, though sometimes it is. Okay? So, Daniel's portion for the lectionary this day on Christ the King Sunday is the glorification of the Christ, the Messiah of God. It was the end of captivity and a promise of hope for Israel, who were the first listeners to this word of the prophet. It was hope that was built on the preceding promises of God and words that the prophet had uttered. Now comes a summary statement. Daniel says, "I looked and I saw thrones placed above me. The ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow. The hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and his wheels were burning fire." Hopefully you see the symbolism, not necessarily a literal, of he's sitting on a hot chair. "A stream of fire issued and followed from his presence. Of thousands and thousands surged, and 10,000 stood around him." If you're familiar with the New Testament, book of Revelation, it is so similar to the gathering of the saints whose garments have been washed white in the blood of the Lamb. "Myriad of myriads," is written by John as he receives the revelation. Thousands of thousands, 10,000 of myriads of myriads. "They're gathered before the throne. The court is called to session. There's going to be a judgment. The books are going to be open. As I watched in this night vision," Daniel writes, "it was like a human being standing in the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient One," which is most likely, though never defined, as the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, "and he was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship to all peoples and nations and languages who should serve him. And his dominion was going to be over an everlasting dominion that will never pass away. His kingship is one that shall never be destroyed." Israel hungered for some ray of hope coming through the ruins of captivity for several years, having seen loved ones die, feeling the tyranny of Assyria, feeling the wrath of God. They wanted to hear a good word. A good word is, that day is coming. Now, historically, if you follow the timeline, you'll say it didn't happen. That day did not finally culminate into the return of Jesus Christ, Messiah, King over all the peoples. But it's a day that Israel, New Israel, the church, awaits to come, when Christ will come and establish his reign forever and ever. So that's the Old Testament view. We go to the second reading. Now we come with resurrection insight that John knew from the get-go and writes about in the resurrection and the revelation here. He says, "Grace to you, peace, from he who was, who is to come, and from the seven spirits that are standing before his throne." If you remember, we say in our liturgy with the consecration of the elements, page 12, what are the three things to keep in mind? We pronounce to the world, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Okay? Those are the three handles of our faith. Christ has come in Jesus. Christ will come again in judgment. So as Revelation progresses, as John writes the account, and from Jesus Christ, who was the faithful witness, he is the firstborn of the dead. Reference to the Apostle Paul, when in first letter of Corinthians, 15th chapter, he talks about Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection. Then you and I will be raised in like fashion. As he was raised, we shall be raised as well. He's the ruler of the kings of all of the earth. Now, sometimes the world leaders think too much of themselves, even presidents too. They think they're the end all, the masters of knowledge, truth, and right, as opposed to wrong. The pride and egotism that happens with human leaders is immense. And here's one who will come to rule over all the nations, who is humble. Not proud, not arrogant, not forcing his way on anybody. But to him, John writes, who loves us, who freed us from our sins by his blood. He made us to be a kingdom. We are priests, serving to God, his Father, and to our Lord. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. If you're familiar with the New Testament, 1 Peter will talk about we are a priesthood of believers. That was principal to Luther in the Reformation. All of us have authorization from our baptism to serve our God and to proclaim Christ to the world. We are people on a mission. We're not just here for a Sunday get-together meeting and pat each other on the back. We are a people on call, a people sent, apostolos, apostles, and a people with a message, evangelion, the gospel, the good news. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who have pierced him. On his account, all the tribes of this earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. When Christ comes back, he's not going to be in little pockets to certain populations, certain clusters, or certain denominations or religions. Jesus says himself in his ministry, he says, when I come back, you're going to know it from the east to the west. Everybody in this world's going to know simultaneously, that's better than internet, that Christ has come in power, glory, majesty, and judgment upon the nations of this earth. The quotation in the concluding portion of the pericope, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Make no doubt about it, what John has received as a revelation, this Jesus is now fully glorified King, but more importantly, he is God. He's the beginning, Alpha, that's the Greek alphabet. He's the Omega, that's like Z in the R language, but it's Omega in the Greek language, the ending. From the start to the end, it's Christ and God glorified. Not God separated, God united in Trinitary form. Then you come to the gospel text. You say, okay, now we're looking to the future of what hasn't happened yet. Why are you taking us back, John, to a passage in the pericope of something that did happen, right? We hear this text during the Lenten season, usually during Holy Week. It's Jesus, the servant of God, the Old Testament image. He's the suffering servant of God, Eved Yahweh, Isaiah 52. And he stands before Pilate, and he says, here I am. Pilate says, well, don't you have any answers to these charges? He could have given his defense if he would have squirmed and felt he was not guilty, wrongly accused, or he wasn't who they said he was. But in fact, he knew the charges were right, so to speak, and that he was who he taught openly in the public, right? He is the Son of God. He is the Lord. And so Jesus says, look, how did you come to this knowledge? Of course, the head of the state, the representative of Caesar in Rome, he says, do I look Jewish? How disrespectful you are of me. You're just one of those crumbums. You're one of those Jews that we Romans have conquered. We are in charge. You are the defeated party. And Jesus says, look, I'm not that way. I really am a king. So you say you are a king, Pilate retorts. And he says, my kingdom's not of this world. If it was, I would pull all the authority of heaven and earth and the universe against you. You have no power unless my Father has given it to you. You are powerless, except God's will must be accomplished. Well, that obviously infuriated Pilate. And Pilate then says, enough of this gibberish. You talk like a crazy man. You're not the Son of God. You're a carpenter's son. You never were anything. You're not going to be anything. And you're going to die like a criminal. And Jesus says, no, you will see it again. In the course of life, in the course of death, there are times we feel like maybe our God is impotent. He doesn't have the power we hope to as Christians. And it's like wrong thinking. Clear the dust out of your brain. Clear the doubting out of our soul. And realize that what I see is not only what is real. If Daniel could see it without being physically there, if John could see it in a dream, an appearance, but not there. Certainly we with faith can see and claim the promises of God. This Christ the King Sunday is the end of a season we've been in for 26 weeks. These weeks have proclaimed Christ and our responsibility to serve Christ in all kinds of fashions and ways as Christ taught us. We don't end on a low note. We're on the highest note you can get to declare Christ, true God, true man, victor of life over death. In this world, many of our congregation are finding out health decisions that physicians say are terminal or lingering, for we're all terminal, are we not? Since it's appointed once for everybody to die, but Christ gives to all of us, through faith in him, eternal life, more than what happens here. The story continues in the resurrection. May the King, the real King, not Elvis, not a president, it is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us, remain with us always. Amen. We sing our hymn of the day, page 8, Lift High the Cross. Thank you. worship continues with our prayers, if you'll please rise. As God leads us.
With the people of God gathered here and throughout the world, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. Almighty God, you love us and free us through the death and resurrection of your Son. Lead your church through the gospel. Bless pastors, deacons, musicians, teachers, and all who speak your truth. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You reveal your goodness through the majesty of what you have created. Bring favorable weather to places affected by storms. Protect plants and animals from devastation. And guide us in our use of natural resources. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You desire justice in the world. Grant to courts wise and discerning judges, attorneys and public defenders, and guide the rulers of nations to bring about peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You are our beginning and our end. Soothe the afflicted, comfort distressed, and console the bereaved, and heal the sick, especially Iris Cook, Carrie Harper, Alexandra Rostam, Beb Chidster, Elvira and Joe Coulthard, Rhonda Crosby, Susan Phillips, Donald Seltzer, Don Juski, Jill Harper, Shannon DeSantis, Bob Shirky, Sharon Cunningham, Doug McLean, Daniel Tubbs, Jeff Parker, Daniel Baisley, Linda Leonard, Hallie and Faith Allen. And Lord, be with those serving our nation, Tristan Morrison, Jamie Soulier, and Jaron Soulier, and Rob Nolan. Give all who provide care a measure of your compassion and peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
You call us to serve our neighbors. Nourish us with word and sacrament so that we can serve as your hands and feet in the world. Protect those who are traveling, and bless those who are unable to attend worship today. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Your dominion is forever and ever. We give thanks for the faithful departed who live with the saints of all angels in your infinite love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Gracious God, also comfort the person of Charles Downey with the passing of his wife just 2 days ago. During these holiday times, for all who grieve, it is painful, it is dark. Give them your light and your hope through Jesus Christ. Hear our prayers, spoken and silent, that we commend to you this day, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. And you may be seated. We receive our gifts for Christ Church. You'll note in your cover to your now insert, Jennifer Hudson has been calling for the last couple weeks. For those interested, being in the Christmas program, meet her here after service, as well as Anna Morrison, but I know she's out of town still. No coffee hour this day. Radio sponsorship, as well as our flowers, are donated nicely and kindly by Mary Patterson of this congregation. And thankfully, we don't have to worry about snow removal yet. Lord, keep it at bay, keep it aside, away from us. But eventually that day will come and we'll need to support it. You also see in your side journal variety of things. I also put in scripture passages so that you again are confronted with the word of God from the three lessons of the day. This Wednesday, special day, two things taking place inside the building of our Savior. One of which is going to be the assembly of a newsletter approximately 9 o'clock, between 9 and 9:20. And so if you can be a part of that, Donna called me earlier this morning to say they're shorthanded because of the Downing family funeral. So we also will have people gathering at 9:30 or 9 o'clock for decorating the church. What time is it, Kay? 9:30 for those decorating the sanctuary for the season. So if you can help either way, believe me, we need it. We'll also meet later in the evening, 5:30, if the work isn't done in the morning. We'll finish it at 5:30 here. So please make yourself available with your stewardship of time for us. Our Bible studies resume, so Monday and Thursday we continue. Monday be in the book of Isaiah, Thursday be in the book of Romans. So if you join me and study with our class. Next Saturday, we will bring back to our Savior a group that departed some 2.5 years ago, and they moved over to the center of Port Huron, First Congregation, Vision Quest. So they will return to us on Saturday morning. So they tell me they'll be here at 8 o'clock to make the preparations. They'll start at 9. They go to 11 o'clock. So we welcome them back. They're involved in recovery for those who are narcotically addicted. So that is our concern of outreach and support for them in their ministry. There are many other things in your bulletin. I've already shared with you some things about Iris. Believe me, what I share with you is what she said I can share with you. Some of you got the first two CDs she made. How many of you got the CDs of her music? Okay. She is going to try to contact the person who made them so she can have the last one, number 3, which is Christmas music. She only made a few. She didn't know how many she was going to distribute. I happen to have one. But she'll try to make some more available for us. She certainly will carry on in music with these kind of living memorials of her skill as an organist and a pianist. So we certainly thank her as that takes place. And we still pray for her. Doug McLean has surgery on Friday. Again, dealing with the battle of cancer. One kidney, his right kidney, will surgically be removed because it's full of cancer. He has cancer in one lung, and they're not sure what the treatment will be. So we pray for all in need of recovery and healing with that nasty disease of cancer. There's also in your bulletin a poinsettia order form. It's hard to believe it's here. But it is that time, and we always need the order for the flower niche to be done a week before the delivery. So they haven't changed the price. It's still $11 for the last 3 or 4 years. Let me explain to you how we do it. We put a cap of 30 that we actually order of physical plants. If we get 45, and we hope 50 orders, we used to put them around the sanctuary, but that was too much flowers, but it was a kind gesture. Now what we do is we reach the threshold of 30, and the excess that comes in is cash that goes to the local food bank. So it's a ministry, it's a mission, it's feeding the hungry during this season. So our worship continues. If you'll please rise, we're gonna sing twice the offertory, and if you notice, Lori has moved to the piano. For sanctuary.
Thank you.
Creator God, you've made everything and you provided for every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love and let that love flow through us and others to join us to the saints before us in holy and boundless communion. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and he gave thanks. He broke it, he gave it to his disciples. He said, "Take and eat, for this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, he gave it for all to drink. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." So with this bread and with this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hunger no more, thirst no more, for come to the banquet of life. Thanks be to God. If you'll please be seated during the distribution, we sing our hymns there. Dear Scott, body of Christ. The blood of Christ shed for you, Scott. Take and drink. Depart in our Lord's peace. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. Thank you. Service continues from page 17 with a blessing. Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.
Sovereign God, in this meal you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come. Keep us faithful to you, that we, with all your saints, may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The love of God surrounds you, the grace of Christ release you, and the Holy Spirit be your guide and your strength, now and forever. Amen. And nine, the Amen, we'll sing verses 1, 4, and 5, please.
Go in peace. The Spirit sends us forth to serve.
Thank you.
listening to the Sunday morning worship service of Our Savior Lutheran Church. It begins each Sunday at 8:30 here on WPHM, Port Huron.